Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMAN, Myrtho, M-Y-R-T-H-O, Legere, L-E-G-E-R. Myrtho Legere is a 30-year-old woman who reports she injured her back and leg at work on 5-9-22. Picture is transferring a patient from a bed to a chair and felt pain in her body. She went to the emergency room in Pennsylvania. Pierce had further evaluation but remains unaware of a final diagnosis. Pierce did participate in physical therapy and had an injection, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. She states she always feels pain in her body. Period. New paragraph. Records show she filed a claim petition alleging she was transferring a patient on 5-9-22 and sustained injury to the low back. Paid medical records show on 6-3-19 she had lumbar spine x-rays at the referral of Dr. A-R-A-N-G-U-R-E-N, given a history of pain. Paired this was within normal limits and obviously well before the subject event. Paired that same day she had x-rays of the thoracic spine that were also read as within normal limits. Paired with respect to the subject incident, she was seen on 5-9-22 at the emergency room. Paired. She complained of back pain that began that afternoon around 4:30. Paired. After lying on a stretcher, she got up and felt a sudden pain to her back. Paired and underline this obviously is not the same mechanism of injury she currently gives, nor in her claim petition. Paired, she states it was difficult to ambulate secondary to pain. Paired, pain is reproducible with movement or with ambulation. Paired, she took a Tylenol before part of coming to the emergency room. She gave no history of work-related trauma or precipitating event. Period. She had tenderness to palpation and was diagnosed with back spasm for which she was begun on medications and released. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Legere was then seen at Concentra on 5-26. Scratch that. On 5-13-22. Period. She then related she was transferring a nursing home resident from a bed to a chair and had severe lumbar pain and spasm. Period. She was seen in the emergency room where she supposedly had a CAT scan and was told she had a herniated nucleus pulposus. Period. She was evaluated and was referred for physical therapy and prescribed tramadol. Period. They were going to review the study from the ER to confirm whether she did have an HNP. Period. If so, she would be referred to pain management. Period. She was diagnosed with lumbar strain, radiculopathy, and spasm. Period. She followed up over the next few weeks, but remained symptomatic. Period. She underwent a lumbar MRI on 6-21-22 to be inserted. Gertrude followed up at Concentra to review these results on, scratch that, she then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Sanfilippo on 7-27-22. Period. He opined that he did not see any type of neural compression or significant stenosis on the MRI. But in addition, this definitely will not be causing her numbness, tingling, and feeling like she's going to faint or pass out, or the discoordination of walking. Perry asked her for those symptoms be evaluated by her primary care doctor. Perry, they were not causally related to the injury. Perry, as far as the back pain, she is not in need of surgery and was at MMIs from that perspective. Perry, he did recommend referral to pain management for possible injection therapy. Period. On 8/8/22, she was seen in that regard by Dr. Kothari, K-O-T-H-A-R-I. Period. She had not gone back to work, but had physical therapy for 4 weeks with mild relief. Period. He recommended interlaminar epidural injection. Period. He reviewed the MRI that demonstrated a central disc protrusion / herniation at L5-S1. Period. On 11/11/22, he did perform a lumbar epidural injection. Period. Follow up continued over the next few weeks. Period. On 1/5/23, Ms. Legere participated in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. This deemed she did not perform it with maximum effort. Period. At a minimum, she was capable of working the sedentary physical demand category. Period. And insert the language for poor effort during an FCE. Period. She saw Dr. Kothari through 1/16/23. She had two epidural injections, the second of which was slightly more effective than the first. Perry nevertheless her pain remained persistent. Perry also noted she had undergone the FCE. Perry recommended sedentary duty. Perry, no further treatment was indicated for her. Perry, she had not responded to therapy, had a partial response to injections, and was not a surgical candidate. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. The examinee demonstrated facial wincing and complained of pain from the outset of the evaluation through its end. Period. She asked if urination before and after sleep is related to her back, as she, quote, never had this before. Period. End quote. Extremities upper. Many muscle testing was 5/5, but elicited tenderness in both upper extremities. Extremities lower, deep tendon reflexes were full, but she complained of knee tenderness when these were tapped. Period. Motion of the left knee was from 0 to 70 degrees, complaining of low back and left lower extremity tenderness without crepitus. Period. Motion of the knees, hips, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Many muscle testing elicited tenderness locally, but strength was 5/5. Spine cervical extension was full to 60 degrees, but elicited tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with an exaggerated limp on the left, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. She had superficial tenderness, palpation at the right sciatic notch, but not the left. Period. She grasped out for support as if she could not stand. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness. Period. On the right at 75 degrees, it elicited tenderness from the hip all the way down to her toe. Period. with supine straight leg raise maneuver. She complained of pain from the anterior superior iliac spines all the way to her toes. Period. She had positive axial loadings from torsion and Huber tests for symptom magnification. Period. When distracted, she actively scratched that impressions. Mr. Legere reportedly injured her lower back at work transferring a patient. Period. However, when first presenting for treatment, she did not convey this mechanism of injury. Period. She stated she simply got up herself from lying down and experienced low back pain. Period. She followed up a consensor to whom she then gave the history of work trauma. Period. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 6/21/22. But there was some variation in interpretation of this study by her treating providers. Period. She seems to have denied any previous injuries or problems with the low back. Period. However, she did have x-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spine at 6/3/19. Period. She did undergo epidural injections with partial relief. Period. She was deemed not to be a surgical candidate. Period. During an FCE on 1/5/23, she did not demonstrate full effort. Period. At a minimum, she was deemed capable of working in the sedentary physical demand category. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be overt signs of symptom magnification from the outset. Period. This included her facial grimacing and complaints of tenderness. Period. She also complained of tenderness in the knees with deep tendon reflexes at the patella. Comma, tenderness during manual muscle testing in the lower extremities, comma, and low back and left lower extremity tenderness with knee flexion. Period. She complained of tenderness with cervical extension. Period. She grasped out for support as if in discomfort. Period. She had positive axial loading from torsion and Huber's signs for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, there is no more than 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. I cannot ascribe this to the subject event considering her pre-existing low back issues as well as the multi-level degenerative nature of her disc abnormalities seen by MRI. Period. Her subject complaints are disproportionate to the objective findings in this matter. Period. End.